You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Frida Liu. Get educated and enlightened with the tools to help you succeed in your business on enterprise. BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Helen Langhammer, Director of Aspire Consulting, on a tool that will help teamwork in the office. Before we get into that, Helen, how did you get to Malaysia?
Well, I came here 8 years ago. I met my husband on a business trip, and I moved here and have enjoyed living in Malaysia ever since.
It's the food, isn't it?
It is the food, yes, absolutely.
We've heard of Myers-Briggs, and we've heard of DISC personality profiling. What is the Belbin team's roles inventory?
Okay, well, firstly, it's not strictly a psychometric profile, because a psychometric profile looks at variables like intelligence or aptitude and personality traits. What the Belbin measures is our behavior. Now, our behavior is rooted, obviously, in our DNA, in our genetics, and our personality, but it's got a little bit more variation than that. If you imagine, for example, a boat anchored to an anchor, and the anchor is our DNA and genetics, and the boat is our behavior. So depending on whether the sea is stormy, our behavior can change. If the sea is calm, our behavior is going to stay the same. Now, a second difference is that the Belbin focuses on our roles within a team. It will let us know on what roles, what strengths we should play to, and what roles we should definitely avoid. The third difference is that, unlike many psychometric profiles, the Belbin relies not just on self-assessment, but on the assessment of others, how other people see how we behave. Quite often, we will not necessarily hold a mirror up to ourselves and give an accurate portrait. So the 360 aspect of Belbin means that we get a very accurate portrait of how we behave and how, more importantly, other people see us behave.
How did you discover this tool?
Well, many years ago, I worked as a pharmaceutical representative in the UK, and our team was sent on a Belbin profiling course. And I was really interested in the methodology. So a number of years ago, I had the opportunity to become accredited as a Belbin trainer, and I travelled to India, which combined the course itself, and also the ability to go shopping in Delhi. So it was a fantastic opportunity, and I've found the course to be very interesting, and it really has immense benefits for teams.
If you were to conduct a BTR session in BFM, what is the process?
Okay, I think firstly it would be... we would need to assess what your team's needs were. Now, we would use a diagnostic tool like a team questionnaire to find out, you know, for example, how the team made decisions, who was involved, and we would then diagnose what the issues that your team faces. We would then make sure that everyone had their profile completed and assessments done from observers. And then from there, we would look at how each person's role came out. Now, for example, someone could have a coherent profile. That would mean that their assessment of themselves was pretty similar to how their observers saw them. Their profile could be incoherent, it could be discordant. Now, that would mean that there would be consistency in how the observer saw their behavior, but that's not how the person saw themselves. Okay. So that would mean, for example, that maybe the person doesn't have the ability to recognize their own behavior, or it would mean that they, for example, don't have the opportunity to use the roles at work that they actually prefer. There could also be a confused profile. Now, this would mean that there would be no consistency between observers and no consistency between the person themselves. Now, this could be that the person maybe uses different roles with different people in different circumstances. Or it could be that people observing them didn't really know the person very well. So when we have the reports, we would analyze the results, and we would compare that to the findings from the team diagnostic. And then we would run a session with the team, telling them what the roles were about, and we would then run one-to-one sessions. Because I find that in Malaysia particularly, people are less willing to talk up, to speak in public. So in a one-to-one session, they will maybe have the opportunity to ask questions and find out more about their own role and about how their role relates to others in the team.
When you speak of a team diagnostic, and is this based on a certain number of a sample size when you're getting feedback from everybody?
Yes, well, for example, this tool can be used in a number of circumstances, in functional teams or in cross-functional teams, senior management teams, and so on and so forth. So it really depends on the size of the team. But the team diagnostic would be conducted with all the team members. So we would ask them to fill in a questionnaire anonymously if they so wish, because really what's more important is what is said rather than who has said it. And it would look at all these various parameters, like, for example, how they make decisions, how they lead different aspects of the team, who's involved, and so on.
But there should be a minimum number of people, because you won't be able to do it with one other person or two other people.
Absolutely, yes. Now, Belbin hypothesized that there were 9 team roles, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there needs to be 9 people in a team, because people can double up on roles. People will express a preference for more than one role. For example, maybe 3 or 2 roles would come as a strength. But provided that you have all 9 roles covered, the team size is not really important. Now, he hypothesized that the optimum size for an effective team would be between 4 and 7 people. Anything other than that, you'll know what it's like if you've been in a committee. Trying to get a group decision is very difficult.
So at least a minimum of 4, because I don't think I'll get anything fair with one other person.
No. To get a team diagnostic, obviously it depends on the size of the team, but you need to have a good number of people.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Helen Langhammer, Director of Aspire Consulting, in our Aiming for Alpha segment.
BFM 89.9, the business station.